Chapter 3. The Prenup. What is it, and why do you need one? Why should you have a prenup? Actually, the better question is, why wouldn't you? There are few downsides to having a partnership agreement. If the concept generates suspicion or mistrust for you, get over it. You may believe firmly that your word is your bond, and that should be sufficient. But if that's the case, why would you even hesitate to put that word in writing? Think of your partnership agreement as your friend. It's an invaluable tool to help you keep track of the significant issues you need to decide and the agreements you've reached. One size does not fit all. You can make your own decisions about how to structure your relationship with your partners. Don't worry, you won't be locked forever into a particular way of operating. You can change your partnership agreements at any time, provided your partners agree to the changes, of course. A good agreement will actually include a process for making these changes. The downside to not having one when you need one, you often end up in court to resolve the partnership disputes. And as the writer Ambrose Bierce once quipped about litigation, it's a process by which you go in a pig and come out a sausage. Here's a true experience that sadly happens only too often. Three people started a restaurant together. A husband, the chef, his wife, the office manager, and the friend, the maitre d'. They agreed to split everything, cost, labor, and rewards, equally, three ways. Of course, they didn't put any of this in writing. Nor did they work out how they might resolve any disagreements that arose. They were good friends. These problems would never happen to them. At first, things went well. Customers flooded in, and all three found themselves working harder than they ever imagined. After a while, though, the maitre d' became tired. He didn't want to work so hard. He started to slack off, but still expected his one-third of the take. The manager would have none of this, so she started to fight with the maitre d' and demanded that her husband, the chef, take her side. The chef couldn't stand the daily conflicts. He had enough on his plate, literally, just trying to keep the kitchen stocked and functioning, and he did not want to get involved. Business no longer hummed along as it had. Neither did the marital relationship between husband and wife. Finally, they decided to oust their friend, but they couldn't agree on, nor could they afford, a buyout price. The dispute ended up in court, the costs of which bankrupted the business. The restaurant had to shut its doors. Since many business partners don't have a written agreement, it's fair to assume this sort of problem occurs often among those partnerships that actually fail. Relationships, to say nothing of bank balances, crumble easily. Now, I don't want to suggest that the sole purpose of your partnership prenup is to help you through business divorce. The exercise of creating an entrepreneur's prenup can actually strengthen your relationship muscles by providing a framework of understanding that all the partners can buy into. The French philosopher Denis Diderot put it this way: the possibility of divorce renders both marriage partners stricter in their observance of the duties they owe to each other. Everyone goes into the relationship with eyes open. With a partnership agreement, our restaurateurs could have salvaged their business. Perhaps even the working relationships could have survived, and there'd be a chain of restaurants by now. Partnership agreements have another benefit. They help you work out the thorny issues well in advance of when you might need to deal with them. You will already have decided what's fair between you. And it should come as no surprise, though, that what's fair can change radically depending on the level of emotional tension in a situation. Another advantage of drawing up a partnership agreement: the process gives you license to get under the skin of your potential partner. As we'll explore in Chapter 5, it provides a justification for asking difficult questions and raising possibly uncomfortable issues without seeming too intrusive. The process, and this book if you like, becomes a surrogate inquisitor. It asks the tough questions for you. The end result? Your partnership agreement will be a document that not only protects your interests, but also provides a valuable reference point for disputes and decision-making. You can also use it as a tool for reviewing and revising strategic development plans as the business grows and changes. Years ago, when setting up a business venture, I chose a business partner whom I thought would be the perfect match. We had known each other in law school and saw foursquare on many of the issues I discuss in this book. She, in fact, pushed for regular partnership discussions, adding, "We're both attorneys. If we, of all people, don't have a partnership agreement, we're total idiots." She was right. The exercise of going through these discussions was grueling. It forced us to imagine scenarios of abandonment and departure, and to decide the fairest way to handle them. If she left the venture before our first product came to market, was she entitled to any ongoing compensation for her efforts? What if the reason she left was that she died, or became disabled, or just totally flaked out? What if I left to pursue other interests? Who should have the rights to the intellectual property that we created jointly? What if I left after the first product came to market? Was I entitled to any compensation for future products, given my greater input in getting the process started? We spent hours trying to come to grips with how we might feel under the various circumstances and what we believed was a reasonable solution. It was tough, really tough going through all that. But in the end, we not only had our partnership agreement, but we also had a much stronger personal relationship because it had been forged in the cauldron of these difficult decisions. And when she did need to bow out of the venture for personal reasons a year or so later, we handled it with a minimum of fuss and rancor precisely because we already had an impartial process worked out, which we followed faithfully. To this day, she remains a dear friend. But there are minefields in partnership. An entrepreneur's prenup needs to address the three major minefields of any business partnership. They're what I call the three M's: management of the business, money, and moving on. That's your exit strategy. I review these in greater depth along with other issues in subsequent chapters. Putting these issues in writing in a proper, legally structured agreement is the only way to minimize disputes in the day-to-day running of the business and to avoid pain if worst comes to worst. An oral or handshake agreement won't cut it. Nor will the old dot-com era trick of jotting a few notes on the back of a napkin. No matter how good we think our memories might be, recollections are always imperfect, and their reliability in legal disputes is even less so. Why isn't my word good enough, you might ask? It's nothing personal. It's human frailty. That makes us remember things that we like or that cast us in the most favorable light. We remember what we want to remember, whatever best serves our interests at the time. Inevitably, when a dispute arises, each partner's recollections will differ from the others. The famous American folk artist Grandma Moses once said, "Memory is a painter." Now, she may not have intended it this way, but to me that's a perfect metaphor. Memory is only a representation of the past, and its interpretation depends on the perspective of the viewer. Do you need a business partnership agreement? Listen to the Donald. He said, "Don't let anyone do major surgery on your wallet." Enough said? Let's summarize. A partnership prenup isn't a frilly option like a sunroof on an SUV. It provides the foundation for your partnership, like the chassis for your car. You and your partner may be compatible and see eye to eye today, but those attitudes may change over time. A written agreement beats memory every time for providing a more reliable and legally enforceable reference point. Working on a partnership gives you permission to ask searching questions that might be awkward to raise at any other time. So these are your action steps. Can you think of a single reason why you wouldn't want an entrepreneur's prenup other than, I can't afford it? If you can, let me know. Thinking about friends and acquaintances, can you identify reasons why you wouldn't want to run a business with them, even though you may enjoy their company? That's Chapter 3.